Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Me and B-Mitch holding it down out west, 35 miles from the city center, Ashburn, Virginia, which, listen, this might not be the center of the DMV, but out here right now, it's the center of the damn NFL universe, man. B, if I had told you on the 4th of July that Ravens Commanders Week 6 would be the talk of the NFL, what would you have said?
I would have probably not believe you, but I'd have been hoping for it.
Sure.
Like, because, you know, we didn't know exactly how things were going to go. And like I said, everything that's going on right now, you're happy about it, but I wasn't expecting it, because this was supposed to that rebuild year.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you have a plan to rebuild, what's wrong with it happening sooner than you think? You know, you don't come into the thing saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be 4 years. Then we're going to compete. Dude, please. This thing here has a lot of people who have brought in, and they're sitting there, and they're working for each other, and they're working their asses off, and that's why you see the things that are happening right now.
Yeah, it's it is an exciting time, man. And, like, I don't know if you saw this the other day. You know, like, the big W chain? Like, Rally Captain wears one. They sell them in the stores. Lots of fans wear them. It's like it's like a
little foam thing.
Yeah. You know Un Yang that I work with at NBC? Now, Un is like the classiest, most gracious.
That's my girl. She's cool. I like her.
She is a 15 out of 10 person, right? She's also a huge Skins, Commanders, Burgundy, Gold fan. I broke out the W bling for her, and she was wearing it on the news. You know, like, when's the last time this kind of stuff has been that much fun?
Hey, bro, it's been a while, man.
Yeah.
We have been in success hell, okay? Yeah. We haven't had much of it, and when you get it, you want to enjoy it. I've said it to players on this team in the past. I say, listen, man, just win in this town, and you will be amazed at what it can be. And I use the example. I say Doc probably hadn't played for the team in 30-plus, 40 years. Look how much he's loved.
Sure.
Look how much Riggo is loved. Hell, I get a ton of love myself, and I last played on this team in 99 for this team. when you look at all of that, man, you got to realize, but you just got to go out and handle your business. You know, like people always like, oh, man, they don't. No. Not many people support something consistently that's not good. But if you win, they're there for you. You know, and once you win, they're there for you forever. It's not that you have to win all the time, but you must do some level of winning. If you have no level of winning, you can't expect much, point blank.
I totally agree with that. You know how I get. You got me on a Doc Walker kick. Doc played 9 years in the NFL, 6 years in Washington. How many carries do you think Doc got in his career? Not catches.
Carries?
Rushing attempts.
I'm going to say 4.
10.
10?
I need to hear from Doc. In 1982, Doc had 2 carries for 11 yards. That's a 5.5 YPC. Pretty damn good.
But he didn't reach the minimum.
No, he probably didn't qualify. Coach Joe liked to dial it up, though, man. I mean, that 83 team was an offensive powerhouse.
Oh, it was.
Anyway, before we deep dive into Doc's rushing statistics, I think you are so right that this thing can be so much fun when it's good. And our guy Drew Cohen yesterday texted me that his wife has coined this term, the post-traumatic Dan Snyder syndrome.
Let's just call it post-traumatic something else. We don't need to put his name in it.
Okay. I do think there are a number of fans that are still hesitant to embrace what is going well. And
oh, I'm with that.
I think some of that's probably smart. Like, I mean, you were kind of saying it to me and to Nate yesterday. A lot of reasons to be excited, but try to just take it one game at a time.
That's the way I was taught as a player. I'm just saying.
You know? Right. Now, I would argue fans aren't playing. So they can operate in a different fashion.
The fans can operate in a different fashion, but we are influencers,
sure,
in a sense. And I think that's where we have to pump the brakes. Because what do people say when things go wrong? Well, JP, you and B-Miss said this.
Right.
So my thing is, if I sit up here and tell you I'm being a little patient and you be a little patient, but be happy about it. Now, you saw me in the tunnel.
Right.
I'm happy as hell. When was the last time you saw me like that?
Been a minute, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not that I'm – listen, I'm as ecstatic as anybody in here, anybody that's pulled for this team. But I also understand where you don't put the cart before the horse.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times that starts to happen, and then people blame us for that. And I'm like, no, I didn't say that.
Sure. And I think it's incredibly important to recognize – this is 5 games, and, I mean, you have always said you need at least 6 weeks of tape before a team can start to figure out what a player is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, hell, like, we saw it with Heinicke. We've seen it at various times. They can get hot quick early. And I think there is some real – we won't know until probably after Thanksgiving – but it's entirely possible we're going to get to December 1st and say, all right, the Commanders beat a lot of bad teams early on.
Uh-huh.
Like Cleveland's tracking that way, for sure. They've got some internal problems there, I would suggest.
But, you know,
all you could do is beat the teams on your schedule.
Though, we say they beat a bad team. When they played them, nobody said they were a bad team.
Right.
And the thing about it, could we have made them look like a bad team? Could we have given somebody their recipe? Because – the Ravens basically did exactly what we did to them, to be honest with you.
The only mutual opponent in common right now between the Ravens and the Commanders is the Bengals. And to further the similarities, both of those games were in Cincinnati. Both of those games were really high scoring, and Washington made more plays than the Bengals, and Baltimore made more plays than the Bengals. Honestly, if you really want to get down the rabbit hole, and perhaps this is a foolish rabbit hole to get down, but if you really want to get down the rabbit hole, Washington, I think, had the more complete win over Cincy because they kind of held the lead throughout, whereas Baltimore, they were down 10 in the fourth quarter. And if there's not – I think way too much is being made of the bad hold. I think it was also a really bad snap. You wonder if that operation is clean on the McPherson field goal to win it, how different all this looks. All of that, though, is like tertiary – relative nonsense. Like that is
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The genius that is the NFL is that they get us to talk about what happened all week until the next game happens, mm-hmm. and then we talk about that all week. Mm-hmm. Like the
and sometimes we go back to the last week. Sure. And talk about that too.
Right. none of that will directly impact what happens on Sunday, and it'd be crazy to not think when you're talking about Baltimore. What you've already seen it some this year. Baltimore has a habit. When they think the biggest bully on the block's coming around, they put them down, right? The Bills came into Baltimore week 4, and at that point the Bills were 3-0 and flying high. Mm-hmm. 35-10 Ravens win. If you look at last year, I mean, there were a couple of times. Detroit was hot. Detroit came into Baltimore 38-6 Ravens win. There was a game when Baltimore went out to San Francisco, it kind of just took the Niners lunch money. Mm-hmm. 33-19. They have a tendency that NFC North ends up being a whole bunch of dogfights, right? Or AFC North rather. But like when there is a NFC team with some swag, with some juice, with a little bit of momentum, the Ravens have a track record of being a brick wall.
Yeah.
Now, who the hell knows what's going to happen Sunday, but it's good to be cognizant of that.
Got
to
be that. They also have a knack of when they play very high 1 week, they come back the next week, and they fall on their face.
Totally. They lost to the Raiders at home week 2. That's only three games ago. So I really think anything is possible. I can also like see a scenario where there's a gambling philosophy where you look at basically every game has 4 possible outcomes, mm-hmm. right? Road team blowout win, road team blowout loss, home team blowout win, home team blowout loss. Those are the same. Then there's also the same things. The road team wins a narrow one. The home team wins a narrow one, right? And I can see any possible scenario. Like, it would be unfortunate, but if Baltimore is able to jump up early, 14-0, say there's a fumble. So they score, fumble, score again, and then they can just lean on Derrick Henry for a while, and you tell me the final of this thing is 30-13, won't be shocked. But if you tell me Lamar has an off passing day and they get away from their run game like we've seen them do, and Jaden's able to hit two quick deep shots, and then all of a sudden Lamar's trying to win from the pocket, that's an area where he has struggled, and the defense is able to contain him, and Washington wins this thing 34-20, I'm not shocked. And any outcome in between there, if you're telling me the final is 52-48, not shocked.
Yeah.
Because these offenses can go.
Well, I don't want to see that.
I
don't want to see that many damn points.
Of course not. I'm just saying, is there any scenario going into Sunday's game? And as we sit in Ashburn, this is truly the beginning of the Ravens week. They're going to start their installs today. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn. We're going to hear from Jaden Daniels. As we sit here at the beginning of the NFL week, is there any scenario in this game that you think is impossible or at least unlikely?
I don't think anything is impossible. I think anything is possible. I don't think anything is impossible in this game because we just don't know. I think we have the unknown of exactly how good this team can be. I know we believe, and I know what they're working for and what they work to, but I don't know. Just, get ready for an interesting show on Friday. Brad already going at you.
Brad's mad at me?
No, not mad at you.
I love Brad. Perfect.
So I just think anything is possible. And listen, man, a lot of people act as if someone you're not supposed to be happy about your team. But hell, you're happy about your team. Why the hell can we not think that Jaden could be the next good one in this league, next great one in this league? He's shown enough thus far. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to be like this forever, but you know what? I think if I had to put money on it, I'd put on the money for him to be good than not be good. You know, but people sit up here and get pissed when you're happy. Well, no, they couldn't cheer before. But now that they're winning, yes, they can cheer. And the ultimate thing is, hell, we've seen a lot of good teams up there in Baltimore. Have they won that Super Bowl yet?
They've been good for 25 years.
Yeah, they've been good for 25 years, but I'm saying what they got right now, how much success on the postseason for that?
Sure.
Not much. So we can sit up here and make things what we want, but you have a right to cheer. People in Washington have a right to cheer. Leave it at that.
I don't often wake up to texts from judges. But when I do, it's because they are relevant to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
And you, me, and Doc woke up to a text this morning. Pat Fisher.
My guy.
Pat Fisher was a hell of a player.
Probably the hardest hitting safety in history for his size.
Yeah.
Like that.
Pat Fisher passed away yesterday at the age of 84. Pat Fisher played 17 years in the NFL, was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in 1961. And I'll be honest, I don't think they had free agency. Maybe he was traded to Washington. He landed in Washington in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Played in Washington another 10 years. This is a guy that pretty darn undersized, even for that era. Yeah. 5'9", 170, three-time Pro Bowler.
And All-Pro. Michael about him, though.
Right. the Commanders released a statement this morning. Or maybe last evening, the Washington Commanders mourn the loss of Pat Fisher. Fisher was one of the greatest defensive backs in franchise history, ranking in the top 10 in both interceptions and interception return yardage. Fisher is a member of the Washington Ring of Fame and was an All-Pro and Pro Bowl caliber player for the franchise during his 10-year career with Washington from 1968 to 1977. Fisher's contributions to the team on the field and in our community will never be forgotten. We send our heartfelt condolences to Pat's daughter, Allison Shannon, his son, Marty Fisher, and the rest of Pat's family and friends at this time. As do we.
I love being around Pat, man. Every time I was around him, I laugh my ass off. The dude, him and, what's the other guy name? He just died a few years ago as well. He was an offensive lineman as well. All the best stories in the world, man.
I love that. I kind of looked up, you know me, I look up stats and numbers, and I found it pretty incredible. The first interception Pat Fisher grabbed in his career was off Sonny. It was off Sonny when Sonny was playing for the Eagles.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty remarkable. This is a guy that played a really high level, played his college ball at Nebraska, Cornhusker. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in such a microwave society where you've got all these idiots on TikTok saying that, like, Michael Jordan only played against plumbers or whatever.
And stupid as hell.
Right. Like, people just want to discount the
past. Go look at the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And see how many of the people he played against that are in there.
I just think, clearly, I'm not going to pretend to have watched Pat Fisher or know a ton about his game, but the level of respect he commands from people that matter and people that know things is really impressive, and at least I wanted to take a moment and honor him and his family and his legacy. And if you're a Commanders fan or a Redskins fan, we can be real here. This dude was a Redskins legend and means a lot to a lot of people, and we want to wish him a safe home.
Well, Harold Carmichael is 6'5". He was that back then. I woke up one night, and I happened to see some NFL classics, and it was Pat hitting Harold. And I went the next day, I said, Harold, Pat, he said, man, don't come here and talk to me about that. He said, bro, that little dude, bro, he was different. And he damn near cut Harold in half, believe me. He was a menace on the football field.
I believe it.
So,
The judge this morning in the text thread, or last night, said he was always kind with his time, had hands like vice grips.
Yeah.
I love that description. Because for me, two of kind of the legendary figures in Washington football history, not even kind of, two of the legendary figures are Doug Williams and John Riggins. And I really got to watch them play. Like, I've seen the replays and everything, but I was just a little too young for that. But one thing that stands out to me about Riggo and Doug, their hands are the size of horseshoe crabs. Yeah. Like, they're just massive.
I got some things. Doug like you, dude. That long, man.
It's just one of those things you start to notice with guys that have these big, long careers. For all the stuff that's dumb at the combine, maybe it makes sense they measure people's hands.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.